أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون
حضور says the translation of this verse of the Holy Quran is O ye people, worship your Lord who created you and those who were before you, that you may become righteous. Today, with the grace of Allah, as I have been told, it is the first Jalsa of Scandinavian countries which has been held together. Let me tell the rest of the world. These countries are Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. You have gathered here from all these countries. One major aim of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in establishing these jalsas was to raise the level of righteousness of the members of his community, to make them recognize truly their one and only God, submit to him, kneel before him, and obey his command. Of his aim, of his advent, as he says, Allah has sent me to the world for the reason that I should bring back the lost people with the forbearance, with the patience to God, and to make people walk the right path with the light that has been given to me by God. Therefore, after entering the community of Hazrat Promised Messiah, every Ahmadis aim should be that he should continue to try to be pulled towards God continuously. And to be pulled to God, to be attracted to God, or to move towards God, whatever effort is required, one is to worship Him according to the method which Allah has told us, and it has been explained clearly in the Holy Quran. That is Salat, fasting, the Zakat and Hajj. And there are other commands which are to make the society good, and by kneeling before God to make one the truly worshipper of God. As Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that all this, that is to make one submit to God and to prostrate to Him and to make Him to act upon His commandments, will be because of the light which Allah has bestowed on Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, today at this time, the paths to reach God, if they can be seen by anyone, they can only be seen by an Ahmadi, because because he has made a pledge to remain linked and attached to Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. That according to the prophecies of Hazrat Promised, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whichever Hakam and Adal, the judge and the one who will make decision between their differences and settle their differences, after accepting him, and they will, every Ahmadi has pledged that they will be sincerely following that pledge. And if this is your pledge, and that's what it should be, if every Ahmadi today is not acting on the teaching of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam according to this pledge, he is not taking a share of this light, and he is not acting upon the commands of Allah, and therefore he is not worshipping him. It is then only the words of mouth and all talk that we are Ahmadi, whereas our actions are entirely different. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam did not bring a new Sharia law. He had been appeared as a truly lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to re-establish his Sharia law back in the world. He came based to make people to be truly a true worshipper of God. But a man who claims to be an Ahmadi, and if he does not act upon these things, he cannot be illumined with that light. He cannot take a share of that light which Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was raised with. Therefore, every Ahmadi, everyone who attribute himself to Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, everyone who calls himself an Ahmadi, he he will have to become the worshipper of God according to the commands of Allah and will have to act upon other commandments of Allah. Today, making it clear, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said and has left no confusion in it, especially addressing his Jamaat and addressing the world at large with deep feeling and deep pain to come to one and only God, to worship Him and to act upon His commandments. He says once, our paradise is our God, our high pleasures lie in our God because we saw Him and we found every beauty in Him. This treasure is worth receiving even if you have to give your life for it. And this pearl is worth buying even if you receive it and buy it after losing all your life. Therefore, the first and foremost aim which every Ahmadi must have is that he has to reach God. And the basic and the fundamental means for it is to worship God. The verse which I recited in the beginning, and I did tell you that this translation, in that verse Allah has commanded us to worship Him, and in clear terms He has admonished us that it is God who has created you, He is your Lord, and He has also created means for your maintenance after creating you. And He had created those who were before you and had nurtured them. Therefore, in this favor, on this favor which Allah has created you as a gratitude, you should worship Him. This worship will advance you in righteousness, and once you will rise in righteousness, then you will attain further nearness to God and will be beneficiary of His blessings. Because you are worshipping your Lord who created you and has created all other creation, He is Rabbul Alameen. He has created all the worlds and maintains them. So a God who has created everything in this universe by moving away from Him, how can you benefit, how can you lead your life successfully? If you will truly submit to Him, then beside advancing you in righteousness and by making you reaching near to Him, He will provide you sustenance from such means which you cannot even imagine. As He says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whosoever will follow Allah's fear, Allah will create some means for him and will provide him from means which he cannot even visualize and imagine. Therefore, righteousness is necessary to gain Allah's love, so that after gaining His love, you can gain such blessings. And to attain righteousness, Allah has told us, and it has been made clear, that I am your Lord, I provide you and also give you means of your nourishment and fulfill all your need and have created the whole universe. the whole cosmos moves on my commands. If the balance of this universe is lost even a little, the whole thing will collapse and will suffer destruction. So Allah says that you must worship me alone. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has explained this subject further, that you should worship your Lord. He explains that, O people, worship that Lord who created you. And He is worthy of worship who has created you. That is, He will live on, therefore you should love it. And if the true faith is that you should have a link with God, and you should regard everything else compared to God as a non-entity. If someone thinks his children or his parents so loving that he is at all times worried about them and concerned with them, that is idolatry. Idolatry does not mean that you should fashion a stone idol and prostrate before him. The excessive love and attachment is worship. And if one feels that something is most essential, then he is the one is worshipping, and this is only God, and there is no associate of him. And you cannot say that for any existence and any creation. Therefore, to have excessive love with anyone, or to immerse in any of your engagement too much, and to become so involved that you become ignorant of worshipping God, then this is association and idolatry. If a man is a businessman or is an employee, if he ignores Salat worship and always concerned with his work and to earn money, then this is also idolatry. The young men, if they are engaged in computer or other games as a result of which they ignore Allah's worship, this is also association with God. And then in the home, sometimes unconsciously they are doing worship other than Allah, and idolatry. And there are some homes. Why should it be even in one home? That in such homes where people are watching such films which have filth, and they also show the idols being worshipped, then those who worship these idols, they set these idols on their shelves or in any prominent place. Then you see them in dramas and television programs. Then you also put these stone figures in your homes, that you are decorating your home, and they put it on their drawing rooms and on the shelves. Then gradually the feeling is lost. As a result of watching these films, as a result of these stone figures at home, even if for, just for decoration, their feeling is lost. And then if they are lazy and not of performing their Salat worship, then the home atmosphere drops and falls below the levels required. Not only the Ahmadiyya have to avoid such vain pursuits, they have to raise the level of their worship higher. In every Salat worship, we pray, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, that, O Allah, we worship only you, or we want to worship you, and for that we seek your help and assistance. That make us the one who is worshipping you. The one who worships Allah certainly he should be free of all kind of idolatry. Therefore, even in this respect, every Ahmadi must examine his heart, that on one side we pray to God to become a worshipper of God, and on the other hand, we are inclined to material things and worldly things, that we miss our prayers, but we don't let our businesses suffer. And whereas Allah says, I am the provider, and I will open up means of sustenance and provision for those who worship me. And we say by the word of mouth that this is true, whereas our acts are totally in contradiction to it. So on one side, when the Salat worship is calling you and you have a greed of the world and you see material benefit, then we rush towards material things and wealth. Therefore, these claims will be baseless and empty when we say we are worshipping God. Therefore, every section of Jamaat, every old, young and children should examine themselves, that after accepting Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, what spiritual change we have brought about within us. Has the level of our worship risen higher, or are they standing there or slipping? When everyone will examine himself with this view, then inshallah the levels of worship will become better. Hazrat Promised Messiah says, in short, every moment it is necessary to turn to God, and a believer cannot live as long as he is not continuously conscious of God and turns to Him. And if one does not reflect over this and does not give His the due regard, then he should look at his worldly affairs and says that, can anything work without the help from God? Can he ever receive any material benefit? No. Whether it is religion or the material thing, he needs God for everything, and he is depending on Him all the time. And if whosoever denies it, he denies God. Allah does not care whether you turn to Him or not. He says, قُلْ مَا يَبَعُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ, that if you will turn to God, it will be your own benefit. As far as a man will prove himself to be beneficial and better, he will find such signs of God's help. No matter how much a beast is helpful to the good to the farmer, if it's not of any use to him, how would he prefer him? In Pakistan, they still nurture bulls which they use for plying. And here such things are lying in museums, but they do put attention to look after these bulls, although some, because people don't have much machinery these days in those countries. So Promised Messiah says, when you will nurture and bring up such a bull for this, then if it is not of any use, you will only, it is worth just slaughtering, and he will give it over to the butcher. So if a man is not of benefit, Allah will not take responsibility of his protection. You should make yourself like a fruitful tree so that the master can look after it. You should be such a tree which has bears fruit, which has shade, which has some benefit. Only then its owner will look after it. But if it is like a tree which has neither fruit nor has leaves that people can sit in under shade, beside cutting it and throwing in water like throwing in fire like a fill, what else we can do? As Allah says, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Whosoever does not keep this main purpose in mind and is immersed in the concerns of the world, that I should buy that plot of land, I should buy that house, I should take control over such and such land, then how can be treated except that he is ignored by God? One should have a pain to reach God so that it will become a worthwhile servant of God. And if he has no concern for God and he is a pain for this material things and this world, then he will be given a little respite and they'll be destroyed. Allah gives respite because he is forbearing. And if one does not benefit from it, of what use it will be for God? So the good thing of a man lies in this, that he should have a link with God. The center of everything is worship. And if, although he does worship, but his heart is not inclined to God, then what use will be such a worship? Therefore, one should be totally inclined by heart towards God. So this is the purpose of man's creation, that you should worship one and only God. And this is all for our own good. Otherwise, Allah does not need our worship. He had told us in a purpose that if you try to attain this purpose, you will gain my nearness, otherwise you will fall in the lap of Satan. And whosoever falls in the lap of Satan, he does not only move away from God and distances himself from God, but in one form or another, he is a means of creating unrest in society. Therefore, to worship God is only for the benefit of his servants. As Promised Messiah says, that Allah says, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَعُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ, that tell the people that my Lord has no care if you don't pray to him, if you do not worship him, and do not beg his grace and blessing from him. Allah has given this command of worship for your benefit alone. Once Hazrat Promised Messiah was shown in a vision that there are many sheep which are ready to be slaughtered in a row, and the words are heard, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَعُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ, and it was said, who are you who eat filth? And Allah has no concern, no care for you. You are nothing but filth-eating sheep. So this vision is of Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, to remind us to become a worshipper of God, that others who do not worship God, Allah has no care for them. But you who claim that you have believed in the Imam of the time, you must not ignore your responsibilities. You should try to have share of that light which Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has brought with him. If you too showed weakness in worship you will not find a share of that light, and you will also distance yourself from God. And whosoever is away from, moves away from God, Allah has no care for them. Therefore, we should not become those useless sheep who have no care for God, and for God has no care for them. We should try to become one of those beloved of God, who become Allah's, whose ears and hands and everything becomes God, whom Allah blesses with His mercies and His graces. Our every act should be such, which should gain pleasure of Allah. As has been mentioned earlier, it is necessary to work for it. You have to struggle and do worship for God. And when purified and exclusively for God, just to gain His pleasure by seeking His blessings, you will turn to worship, then certainly Allah does help and will help, inshallah. But as I just said, the condition is that by being purified and being sincere, you should worship Him. Well, Promised Messiah said in one place, if you were to purify your heart and there is no crookedness or imbalance in Him, then Allah will be seen in such a heart. Therefore, we should remove all crookedness and all stones from our heart and become from the path of our worship, and become true worshipper of God. And when one advances to God with effort, Allah rushes and picks him up in His lap. There is a report from Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah says that I treat my servants as they imagine about me, and I am with him when he remembers me. If he remembers me in his heart, I also remember him in my heart. If he remembers me in a gathering, I mention him in a better gathering than that. And if he were to come to me with a cubit, I go move to him with cubit. And whosoever moves me one cubit, I moves to him two cubits. And if he walks to me, I run towards him. Therefore, every Ahmadi should try that he should do such acts and he should do such worship which can gain Allah's pleasure. As I said in the beginning, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said that the purpose of my advent is to make you recognize one and only God and to act upon Allah's commandments. Therefore, how should we know the commands of Allah on which we have to act? We find that knowledge from the Holy Quran by reading it with reflection, with pondering, and try to understand it. And therefore, every Ahmadi must also pay attention to it. Allah says in the Holy Quran, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is such a book which has no doubts, it guides the righteous. As I have mentioned earlier, that you should worship your Lord, you will advance in righteousness. And to advance in righteousness, it is necessary to read the Holy Quran, which is the Word of God, and to act upon it. So the righteousness will not be perfected as long as you will not make a part and parcel of your life to read the Holy Quran and to act upon it. Hazrat Promised Messiah says that Allah the Glorious has mention the central purpose of revealing the Holy Quran is to guide the righteous. And by those who take the guidance from the Holy Quran and the benefit are only those who are muttaqi, those who will advance in righteousness by taking guidance from Holy Quran. There is a hadith from Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whenever a people gather to read the Holy Quran and to teach the Holy Quran in any house of Allah, they are steadfastness descend upon them and Allah's mercy descend upon them and the angels surround around them. And to come in the company of the angels, it is necessary that each one of us should read the Holy Quran, understand it, teach his children, and admonish them to recite it every day. And remember that as long as the parents will not give you their own examples of acting upon these commands, children will not follow it. Therefore, after the Fajr prayer, parents must enjoin upon them that they must recite the Holy Quran. And then with the, they have not to just recite, but they must recite understanding it with full attention. And they should also watch over the children, that they must also recite. They should teach them, and they are young children, they should teach them the Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also taught us the method of reading the Holy Quran. He says that you should recite the Holy Quran with pauses, with reflection, and act upon its commands, which Allah has enjoined, and also those commands which forbid you to do things. And when you will be reciting the Holy Quran in every home and will be reflecting on it and will be acting upon every command which Allah has commanded and everything which Allah has forbidden, they are protecting themselves and not committing those acts, then they will be establishing a pious society. Together with the level of worship, the level of your character will be rising. You will also be trying to remove your displeasures among yourself. You will also be protecting yourself from false egos and false prides. By following righteousness, you will be trying to gain Allah's pleasure. Apparently, if there is one who does perform salat worship, but does not act upon the commands which Allah has given in the Holy Quran, then Allah says that he will turn over them their salat worship, and the same prayers become a curse for those who are performing such worship. Therefore, Allah has also mentioned such worship which advances you in righteousness, and as righteousness advances acting upon those commands which the Holy Quran has described, as the Promised Messiah says, its number is 500 or 700. And he says that anyone who does not act upon these commands, he has no link with me, that is with Promised Messiah. Therefore, this cunningness and this cleverness will be of no use. There are some people who take pride on their own actions and they mock at others. And they mock at other people's things and make fun of it. Whether they do know the Holy Quran, whether they have any other knowledge, because such knowledge is deprived of righteousness, and Allah has no care for such knowledge. It is useless knowledge. So Allah has said, but you should act upon those commands. If you have just read them and have taught the others and did not act upon them yourself, then such people are not guided by the Holy Quran. The guidance is also conditional to righteousness, and that is why Allah has commanded us to worship, so that you can advance in righteousness. So it is the duty of every Ahmadi that he should worship to gain righteousness, and to gain righteousness he should recite the Holy Quran, read and teach, and be one who acts upon the commands of the Holy Quran. For instance, there is a command of Allah to love each other, to create an atmosphere of compassion and love, and to talk gently with each other with love and compassion. Do not use pungent word which hurt others. As it says that you should talk to people gently and with compassion, which must not hurt anyone's feeling. In society, most of the quarrels start because of pungent words. And therefore, it says in the hadith that if you were to look after this organ of your body, you will be saved from hell. Some people do talk in a pun, that they are talking of someone's evil, or talk of somebody's evil, or they talk in gentle words, but something which hurts others, and the other person, they say, we said, we did not use such words, but he has been unnecessarily inflamed. But such cleverness may save you from the people, but Allah, who knows the depth of your heart, you cannot deceive him. Therefore, an Ahmadi should try to reform himself minutely. And if you would do this, then even in these countries and in other countries, wherever the people fight with the little things, and there are enmity in the hearts, they will be reformed. Therefore, to reform yourself, you should read the Holy Quran with reflection and make its commands as part and parcel of your life. Otherwise, you will come under the warning given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is reported, Hazrat Ziyad bin Labid reports, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned something most dreadful and said, this will happen when people will lose the knowledge of religion. I said, how will the knowledge disappear when we are reading the Holy Quran and are teaching our children, and they will be teaching their children? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I thought you were intelligent man of Medina. Don't you see that the Jews and the Christians read their Bible day and night, but they do not act upon its teaching. Therefore, in this time, the knowledge of religion has been re-established by Promised Messiah, and we have been given this light once again. If we will not reform ourselves, then just reading the Holy Quran will be of no benefit. And such people who do not act upon its commandments, Hazrat Promised Messiah has said that I have no concern and no connection with them. So about such people said that they will be cut off from my community. Hazrat Promised Messiah says that the fundamental thing is that whatever Allah has taught in the Holy Quran, as long as the Muslim will not follow it fully, they cannot make any progress. And you can see these days, this is the condition of the Muslims. Everywhere they are suffering. Even foreigners are coming to their countries, are punishing them. It is because they are not acting on the teachings of Islam. Prophet Muhammad says, the more they are going away from the Holy Quran, the more they are moving away from the paths of progress. Only the acting on the Quran will give you progress and guidance. So every Ahmadi must examine himself, must examine his wives and children, and the mother should tell this importance to their children. They should examine and check up after the recitation that whatever is mentioned in it, commandments and prohibitions, to what extent we are acting upon it. Only then we can reform ourselves. So it is necessary to pay attention to it with prayer. Hazrat Prophet Muhammad says, this is my will and admonition, and I regard it as the center of all my admonition, that the Holy Quran has 30 parts and each one is full with the admonition. And no one knows which admonition is, if he were to strictly adhere to it and follow it fully, then they will be enabled to act upon all other commandments and be saved from all prohibitions. I tell you that key is the power of prayer. You should adhere firmly to prayer. And I tell you with my own experience that Allah will make all difficulties easy for you and will resolve all difficulties. May Allah so destine that we who attribute ourselves to the community of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, according to his desire, we should become worshippers of God and will also act upon commands of Allah. We should read the Holy Quran by understanding it and acting upon its commandments. And wherever in our thinking, in our understanding, or in our action there is a hurdle, we should prostrate to God and becoming true worshipper of God, seek His guidance and submit to Allah. O Allah, You have said that you should purify yourself and prostrate to me and submit to me. I will guide you, and we seek your guidance. When you will pray in such a way, then certainly Allah will help you. These days of Jalsa, in which Allah has given you a spiritual atmosphere, you should also raise the level of your worship during these days, and you should try to understand the true knowledge of righteousness, try to understand it. During these days, there will be some speeches on different subjects. So central point is always the same, that you should raise your righteousness, you should benefit from these speeches. And beside you, you should establish your children and your wife, that during these 3 days we will try to advance spiritually. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said that this is not a worldly fair, therefore an amusement fair. You must not, that all of you who have come from various countries and various places, you must have met after a long time to each other, that you should set up gatherings and start talking and not benefit from the speeches during the Jalsa. Every Ahmadi who is attending the Jalsa, they should fully benefit from it. And when you will fully benefit from it, only then you will be beneficiary of the prayers of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah so destine that all of us should benefit from the blessings of this Jalsa.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ